security lights.
Okay.
And the majority of citizens, because we did our, because the majority of us in Jimtown, we're family. Even us that disagree, we are family. And if someone already has an expense, why should our seniors, elderly, and disabled people have to incur an additional fee for streetlights? What it said in the ordinance is that they would pay for the installation and the service of the streetlights, but they're not paying the electric bill for the streetlight. Although there was a gentleman from the county who spoke for the developer who said that they would pay, that the developer would pay for the lights.
Yeah, you won't pay for the streetlights.
We won't pay for the lights. We will pay for the electricity for the lights.
I think it'll all be part of the development.
Didn't say that. It's nice that you're volunteering them to pay for it, but they didn't say that. I'm just saying it didn't say it.
Well, I understand.
No, okay. And then in addition to that, with the sidewalks, we've heard all the information about the elevation of the road, which, you know, it wasn't rocket science. You could look at it and say, oh, well, this isn't going to work. The person's home is so close, you know, they'd have to go out their back door to use the sidewalk. It's just too close. It just did not make any sense. So, and there was one sidewalk. And the majority of people who wanted the sidewalk were on the side closest to Lewis. The other individuals are seniors and property owners who did not want the sidewalk. And they're on the other side. For someone to switch it and say, well, you know, I think it should go on the other side. And, you know, the majority of people thinking, you know, since we are all family and to keep peace, the majority of people said, we do not want sidewalks, streetlights, sewer, or water. And so tonight, the only reason I came up here was to make sure that the language was not weakened. If the developer has the right to choose on the type of system that he wants, I think the residents of Jimtown should have the right to also choose. The property owners and residents of Jimtown should have the right to also choose. And that our petition should not be nullified. I understand that the county has the right to say if you are abutting, and initially, the sewer district was not abutting Jimtown. They were miles away. Mr. Izzo said it would take years before they came to Jimtown, which it did. So all I'm saying is if a developer has the right to choose and he's not a resident of his development, he's a property owner, we should
address,
as well.
Let me just address that. This is a 630-unit development. He does not have the right to choose. He must have public sewer.
We as citizens, according to Generac, we must have a way of disposing of our effluent. And since 10 years has gone by, there's new science. There are white papers out there all over the place that anyone can read that would tell any one of us that the science involved in septic systems has now improved so much that they are equivalent to central septic systems, if you read the white papers that are out there. Well, and so all I'm saying is that septic systems are not a bad thing. Septic systems that are not working are a horrible thing. And we would like to be good stewards and make sure that we go to the county or go to any other agency and have our seniors apply for whatever services, hardworking seniors who've worked their whole life, and people who are disabled apply for any of those grants and monies that are out there to have working, acceptable septic systems, something that they can afford. For those individuals who are making too much to apply for those, we have actually talked to banks and brought banks into our meetings and had them talk about interest rates and low interest rates. We have done our homework, and I'm just hoping that planning and zoning understands that we are not trying to impede anyone from doing their project. We just don't want to be put upon and having other individuals after almost 200 years of living there tell us that we have to do something that is going to be costly and put seniors and disabled people out of their homes. What is the point of a system if you have no home? Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Okay, who's next? Who else would like to speak?
I'll speak.
Okay, sir.
Boy. Mike Miller.
Okay, Mr. Miller, are you
Jimtown resident?
Are you a resident?
I'm a resident.
Okay,
thank you. And I want everything. So look, how can we get this on? I have no idea. Videos on here. You had to turn that this way.
No, that's
it's facing. All set. The it's top set. Top button to the left, fire button.
Anyone who would like to get up and move to a closer seat or come around and stand in this area so you can see the screen, please feel free to do so. Just ask you to not have a lot of conversation while you're doing it. Thank you.
Just these for the
if
board.
If you would give them to our attorney and he'll decide whether or not we can accept them. I'm
no,
sure
that's
we
fine.
Can.
Yeah, you're gonna
I'm sure we can because you're not the applicant. So.
It was pretty interesting. You said y'all asked questions. Who's a resident and who's a property owner? So, going back to the history. I am a property owner as well as a resident. And inside those packets, we did take a vote, and Mr. Wright and Mr. Fuqua came up and eloquently gave y'all some numbers as to how the votes were. And a resident is someone who lives there, operates there, goes to work, comes home, and those are the ones who voted. I understand there's 29 property owners. And so we had an election. A ballot was sent out, as he stated. Inside of that vote, Mr. Wright did send me the results, and I'm gonna
sure,
give you
please,
these
please
results,
do.
Too.
Yeah, please do. We'd be interested in seeing those.
And I'm trying to determine exactly how a vote is taken, because tonight I heard you guys vote, and it was a 3-2. Mm-hmm. So that means it's 60-40. And so when I look at the way these votes were taken, that means 15 people voted. I can't help that 29 people may be property owners, residents, whatever. But when we go to the election polls, if 15 people go to vote, the election is determined by those 15 people who vote.
Let me assure you, Mr. Miller, that I have personal experience with that.
Well,
and you're absolutely right. It's decided by the people that vote.
And as you can see, the vote was yes for streetlights 10. Yes for sidewalks 11, no 3 and 4. Now, when I do the math with who voted, that's roughly 69% to 31%. It's not the 38 to 10 that Mr. Fuqua put through. It's not the, it may be as even that Mr. Wright said. If he came out and he spoke to us and the resident said that this is what we wanted, you know, you can't say it's kind of even. Inside that packet, I included the ballots that I collected as well as given to Mr. Wright. So tonight, I'm speaking on behalf of Mr. Monroe Brittenham, who's here. I'm speaking on behalf of Miss Daisy. I'm speaking on behalf of my parents, William and Helen Miller, my properties, Miss Cynthia Hyland, Mr. David McGlung, Tracy Jones, Mr. Cliff Gibbs, who's all on that one side where all the homes are at. Now, Mr. Allen's here. He'll speak on behalf of himself, who's also on that side. Now, I don't know who the 3 or 4 were, but again, as I've stated, I want us to make sure that y'all know that we have a majority, and we said that we would like to have the streetlights and the sidewalks. I know Miss Allen Echols. I know she spoke to y'all several times, and you know, I have an interest in, you know, what happens at Disney World, but I make no decisions as to what happens at Disney World. And she has stated that she has an interest in Jimtown. I have an interest in Lewis. I have an interest in the beaches. But I don't make those decisions. And she cannot make those decisions for something that she has no, she's not a resident of or a property owner of. So I really hope that you guys understand what I'm saying when I talk about who's a resident and who voted and in putting all that into your decision making. One, what is the 13 acres that they're interested in taking out? Because I don't know where that is. Is that where the 20 homes are going to be built, or is that somewhere else?
It's further down. If there's a map.
It's a far western portion of the Coastal Club property that's almost on Beaver Dam Road, almost directly across from Hopkins Dairy Farm Road.
Where the big soybean or whatever.
Right.
Tropics.
Yeah, no, please, yes, please, please do.
It's just Jimtown Road.
Okay.
It's here.
Okay. So.
Yeah, sure, sure.
Where the big silo is when you come out at Hopkins Farm. Dairy Farm Road.
Oh. It's okay. The furthest point away from
me. Okay, so I don't know what they want to do with that after they take it out, rather they plan on building something else. I would be interested in knowing exactly what's going to happen with that. If right now it's a part of the overall design, I think it should stay there until someone actually knows, you know, what do they plan on doing with that? Do they plan on making it commercial? Do they plan on trying to put a store there? You know, all that should be known.
The underlying zoning is not being changed. It would stay MR.
The zoning is not going to change.
But it's going to be a separate parcel.
It's not going to be covered by the RPC overlay, which means it'll be not part of this development, but still zone medium-density residential. So to do commercial uses, they'd have to change the zone to some type of commercial zoning.
Okay, so, you know, that's their land. I'm fine with that. The other ordinance for the Eagle that is not there anymore, I'm fine with that being open space. Those are public properties, public lands. I'm going to go in and enjoy that open space myself. So let's see. So I want to speak directly for the streetlights and the sidewalks. I am for them. Now, I heard them speaking about why we can't have them. And Mr. Fuquay so eloquently said that things have changed over the 10 years. And I heard you say, hey, why not street sidewalks on both sides? And I had it in my plan anyway that I'd like to see sidewalks on both sides.
Well, Mr. Miller,
I understand. I understand what you're saying. It's not in the plan.
Unfortunately, yeah.
I understand that.
Kind of have to go with what's in the ordinance. They're really only obligated to one side.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
But I'm still going to ask for it from maybe Mr. Preston might say yes. Yeah, I don't know.
Well,
let me turn this on for you.
Okay. Zach, see if you can lend
the engineer
Miller hand here, get his pictures running.
Can I move down and go up?
Slideshow, there you go. You got it.
Okay, how do you move?
I know you just click it, but there's about 46 buttons on there. It's a matter of knowing which one to click.
Yeah, Zach, there's one.
This is the Lewis Crossing. Now, 10 years ago, none of these, maybe some of them were in the plans, but I heard Mr. Zach talk about why we couldn't put in sidewalks within the right of way and everything. So I know that this is in Lewis Crossing, and this road here is roughly about 28 feet. So I went out and I measured this road. These are little islets right here where the water runs when there's a rainstorm, and there's a little curbing, and approximately 3 feet between that and the sidewalks. Now, if perhaps, if you look, if we do this in Jimtown, let me go the other way, I'm sorry. The sidewalk, the street lights, there's the pole lights, and then there's the road. This is what Jimtown can look like if we cover up the ditches. Now, I never saw anything anywhere inside the plan that says that cost is a factor. The thing was, we're going to give you sidewalks. And it's never said, well, we're only going to do it up to 300,000 or half a million. It said that we're going to give you these items. So this is the road coming out of the development of Lewis Crossing. And that road there happens to be 25 foot across also, no, 28 foot across, Beaver Dam Road. And the water's running across to some of the fields. There's an outlet there. So with that road right there, it's 28 foot along with 4 foot on each side for the bike path that's out there, or the walking path or whatever, down Beaver Dam Road. This is an eyesore in Jimtown. I hope that Sussex County might get on that property owner and see if we can get that tore down, because it's been there for a long time. I really would like to see it go. So again, that's Beaver Dam Road, and this is leading into Jimtown. I took pictures as we went along. So this is our community, and as you can see, as they said, there's 50 foot right away on each side. Jimtown Road is 22 feet wide, and as you run down, you can see there's the poles on each side. This is the other end, which is owned by Coastal Club, where they took the 20 homes out of. That's their land, and this is hidden back toward Jimtown. Toward where the bridge, where that truck is right there, is where the bridge is. This is where the water runs when it comes down the ditches. So there's ample space for the water to run. So there you have the road again. So I'm saying this is Coastal Club. There's the curbing. There's islets to catch the water. There's areas where the water is going to drain. It's all covered up. There's no ditches or swales except on the back side of the houses. There's another islet that catches the water that's not done yet. This here is on Route 1. Now, if any of you are familiar with Route 1, you know that one side seems higher than the other. Sometimes, like where Wawa is, that road's higher, this side's lower. But there's an islet. There's islets in the middle of the road to catch the water on that side, and there's in this lower side. So by the argument that the road is high and the homes are low, no. What we do is we put islets on both sides of that sidewalk so that we can catch the water coming from the home side that's running into the people into that ditch. So we're going to cover that ditch up. We're going to put drainage pipe in. We're going to have islets on both sides to catch the water. And we're going to have a sidewalk that goes down. I think the main reason that some of the people were so adamantly opposed is, and what I'm opposed to, is that we don't want you to take 10 foot of our property and have it sitting on top, you know, of some of the people's homes. I don't want to see that. I wouldn't want to see it for anybody. So what we need to do is figure out a way to put those sidewalks in like this, which this is right here, is down by the Wawa and the CFS, or the Citizens Bank. So down here, there's islets on both sides. These are the street lights that are hanging. This is what Jimtown looks like, and that's my back property, when it rains after a storm. There's no place for the water to run. It's just sitting in our yards. The water's in the ditches. That's my neighbor, Miss Cynthia Hyland. That's Mr. David McGlung's yard. That's Miss Bertha Turner's across the street. This is where Mr. Harmon and them live, and water is just everywhere. That's supposed to be one of the ditches that's where water is supposed to run in Jimtown, but it's not running anywhere. So if we had those lands buried and we had drainage put in and sidewalks put across, we wouldn't have a problem. There's more ditches. Water setting in our lands. Water setting in the lands on the side of the road. More water. All the way to the end. So this is some of the equipment that can, you know, be used for those islets. Doesn't seem that all my photos were sent over from to the Sussex, to the IT department, who put this together for us. But there was, inside I have some photos, which are over there, that I'd like to give to y'all.
Sure.
That have the new street lights. You know that they're putting sidewalks along the road right now, across from McDonald's. And right now they have that portion of sidewalk nearly complete. And so there's new street lights that are hanging from pole to pole. And I know inside the ordinance it says that within 1 year, when construction commences or the permits are handed out, that Jimtown would have street lights and sidewalks installed. That's what it says in the ordinance. It says, if desired by the residents of Jimtown within 1 year of the commencement of construction, we're going to have street lights and sidewalks. Now, it's been a year, but there's been no commencement to start with street lights and sidewalks in Jimtown. Now, we voted yes.
The county had made a determination that the start of construction for Jimtown, just with the notice to proceed, was May 23rd of 2014. So that was sort of the start date that the counties looked at for all these types of things.
Okay, so the start date was May the 23rd.
And I'm not arguing with that. That was the date that the counties looked at for that.
Okay, so we should be getting ready to get some sidewalks and everything started.
Well, I think that sort of lies at the heart of why we're here. Figure out if the residents want the sidewalks and streetlights. So I think that the process has started because we're here trying to determine what the residents want.
Well, I understand that. But we can't keep going back and trying to figure out how a vote's going to go and try to change it. In 2007, an ordinance was put forth by the developer to try to remove these things again. It was deferred by you all. It was moved to the council, and then it was removed. Now here we are again, 8 years later, trying to remove it again. We don't want it removed. If it was going to be removed, it had been removed a long time ago. Really, you know, some of this should have been started. I mean, because we said that you already approved this with permits and stuff a long time ago. Dirt started being moved, and then the project stopped. But that has nothing to do with us. It's supposed to have been started within 1 year. So really, a long time ago, this should have been started.
Well, Mr. Miller, I just want to point out to you that what the ordinance says is if it is the desire of the residents of Jimtown. It's the desire of the residents of Jimtown that we're trying to determine. And that's why we're here. The developer has already put on record that he will gladly put in streetlights and sidewalks. He just, and rightly so, I would say, does not wish to do it. if it is not the desire of the residents of Jimtown, and because that's what the ordinance says. So that's what we're here to determine. We're here to determine what the desires of the residents of Jimtown are. And you have put your desires on record, and we appreciate that.
Well, not just my desires. I've given you forth ballots. I've
agreed.
I believe that you have the vote of record that cannot be ignored, that you have a majority, well over a majority. If someone doesn't vote, it doesn't matter, okay? The election is still the election. We, Mr. Fuquay and them came out to the church and they solicited First State to have this election, and one was taken, and now they want to ignore the results and still try to move forward with not wanting to do the project? No, it should have never even been brought forth. The results were put forth. It said what it was going to be, and that was, should have been the end of it. I mean, you asked for a vote to decide. The vote is what the vote is. I'm asking you guys not to change what the vote is, what the will of the residents voted for.
Okay.
Now, if he said that he'd like to do it, then there shouldn't really be a problem with him doing it. I have a few more things, and then...
Okay.
All right. If there is a 50-foot right-of-way, it's truly through Jimtown, that means that the 22-foot road that we have, there is, I guess, roughly... what, 16 feet left on each side, 14 feet left on each side?
No,
that's 28 and 22, that's 50. That's more than enough room to put in some curbing and cover up the ditch and lay a sidewalk, all within the state's right-of-way,
okay,
where we don't have to have an easement. That is really the main argument for us not wanting, or the three or four that don't, who are adamantly opposed.
Okay.
I'm going to hand you these street lights. These are what the street lights look like going down Route 1 right now. And I know it asks for them to be, in the ordinance, it says street lights will be 100 feet. Our poles running through Jimtown, I think I took pictures of some of them. We only have, our poles are about 200 or 300 feet apart. So we don't have, unless they were to install new poles, I'm not saying that we need to have poles installed to make them every 100 feet, but we have enough poles that if we ran those street lights on the poles that are existing, that would provide adequate street lights, just like those streets are right there with the new ones that are hanging. So we don't have to have poles put in the ground. I would just like to see those streetlights. And maybe perhaps, since they're 300 feet apart, maybe we'll go all the way to the end of the road. Because that 20 feet, Jimtown does not just Beaver Dam Road to the bridge. Jimtown residents are from Robinsonville Road all the way to the end of Beaver Dam Road. And when this was looked at a long time ago, as we said 10 years ago, some kind of way put it in to go to the bridge. Well, I'm saying it needs to go all the way to. You're not going to come through and put an overlay from the bridge down the Beaver Dam Road just because some homes are there. They have interest in that other 28 site that's on the other side of that bridge all the way to the end where Robinsonville Road is. If we put time into fixing this up right now and making it right, this will be good for everybody. I mean, 10 years ago, Morning View, Gosling Creek, the retreat at Love Creek, now the Lewis Cross, and now this, all these 800 to 1,500 homes are now being built. And little old Jimtown is right there being squeezed into all of it. Jimtown is a cut-through. Now, when those homes get built and people are living there, they're going to be cutting through Jimtown. And they're going to be going there to go down to Robinsonville and to go out to the plantation. People already come through there now. So we need to make sure that everything is well lit and that there's safety with sidewalks and everything now. No, these at all times, this should not be removed from any ordinance. Cape and Lopin School District is building a new elementary school that run down. When you go down to the retreat at Love Creek and come on around, you're there at the new elementary school. Every last one of those cars and people who are passing through now are going to pass through Jimtown. Now, back in 2007, and I'll just like to give you this picture for the record. Back in 2007, my daughter was out there. She's here tonight. She was hit by that car. She was thrown up in the windshield, hit her head, and then bounced into one of those ditches. For safety purposes, this was 2007, 8 years ago. For safety purposes, we need to have those sidewalks. We need to have those street lights for visibility. There's no way around it. I know that if you can engineer Lewis Crossing and you can engineer this new development Coastal Club is putting up for them to have sidewalks and there to be no ditches and they're all covered up and there's a place for the water to run, then certainly you can do it without coming into the Jimtown residents' property. And to wrap up, does anyone have any questions for me?
No, you're good. Go ahead. Wrap it up.
It says that this is going to be getting started. And so I would hope that I'd love to work with Zach. Zach came out and talked to me before on trying to. I think I gave him these ideas even back then of how we could do this and we could put some islets in. And I think he was kind of opposed to it. But I believe, you look at those pictures, I believe we can do it. It's done here. It can be done in Jimtown.
Right, in a minute. Okay. All right, sir.
You already spoke, Zach. Can't speak again.
He can if I ask him to.
Well, I want to come back too then. Thank you very much.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Mr. Miller.
Mr. Miller, I have a
question.
Yes.
Understanding that the conditions of approval are on one side of the road, of Jimtown Road. What side would those islets go on?
The side with the sidewalk.
What side would the sidewalk be on?
I'd love to have the sidewalk run down my side. I don't care, about it going down my side. And I know there's more homes there. That's where most of the residents are when they come out. Again, like I said, I'd like to see it on both sides.
But if you had to pick one?
If I had to pick one, I'm fine with it being on my side.
Which
is? And the people who, I'm on the side where most of the homes are. And most of the people who voted have said that you have on record would like to have the sidewalks. They like to come out of their home and walk through the sidewalks and walk up and down the street. Listen, I know that the ordinance was done, but I'm gonna ask Mr. Shell and Mr. What is their names? Who's your partner, sir?
Thompson.
Yeah. Mr. Thompson, sir, and them.
Mr. Miller, I'm gonna ask.
You're
gonna need to ask him outside of this meeting.
Okay, I'm putting it on the record.
You've already said it.
For them to put them on both sides.
You've said it.
Okay.
Okay. Now you've said it twice.
All right. And Ms. Allen Eccles, who said that there's going to be a cost to the Jimtown residents, I think that it's been made very clear that there's no cost for anything to us for the street lights, the sidewalks, in perpetuity, as it assigns, nothing. And I want to make sure that she understands that, and other people sitting in this audience before they come up to speak, that there's no cost to us. And she spoke longer than me. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. I'm not sure that she did, but okay. Who's next? Who else would like to speak? Yes, sir. You've been waiting patiently. All of you have been waiting patiently. Go ahead.
Good evening. I'm Gerald Allen.
Uh-huh.
I'm a homeowner of Jimtown.
Does that mean resident or homeowner?
I'm both.
Do you live there?
No.
You do not live there. Okay.
No.
All right. I'm just trying to make that clear.
I will tonight.
Beg your pardon?
I will tonight. But I know Mrs. Echols spoke earlier about being a homeowner or residents of 32270 Jimtown Road. I have a part of that as well. And I'm sure if my other sister comes up and speak, Mrs. Echols is my sister, will say that she has an interest in 32270 Jimtown Road. I own a property, a residence, at 32273 Jimtown Road. I also own two other properties in Jimtown, one that really backs up to Coastal.
Okay.
One of the things that I want to talk about is process. I know that I was at the church meeting, and one of the point about the ballots, some people didn't vote because the information wasn't clear. Why would you vote on something that wasn't fully explained, or you didn't fully understand? So therefore, that's why some people did not vote. So therefore, you do have some discrepancy in the voting count. As it relates to the water and sewer, if it comes through Jimtown and you don't have to hook up, I understand that process. You say, one person said that, do we have a choice? If we have a choice to vote, we have a choice to vote. We don't, but we don't want to give some choices away. But I want to talk about what was offered on the table in terms of taking away. I know that someone says that the eagle maybe flew the coop or something.
Yeah, I want to ask you to focus your attention.
Okay,
here.
About the eagle flying the coop?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. In terms, don't know what happened. Don't know if it was disturbed, and that's why they did not come for different mating seasons, and that's why they might have flew the coop. I just don't want some of the things that were offered at the beginning fly the coop for some of the Jimtown residents who may want it. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about street lights.
Okay.
Street lights, Mr. Miller did an excellent job in terms of explaining that. That's already poles there. I know that some residents, I have a street light on my property, but if it could be lit up a little bit better because we're going to have more people traveling through our neighborhood, I think that may be a good thing to have the street lights. Because what was clear today that might not have been clear before is that the street lights will not cost the residents of Jimtown anything. Only thing it will cost them is the brightness of the property. Okay? Number two, in terms of sidewalks, who would vote on having sidewalks if you didn't understand it? It was explained to us that the ditches would still be in existence, so therefore the crown of the road, it was explained, the crown of the road is higher than most property. That is correct. Then there's a ditch, and then you will put sidewalks on that might jeopardize some people's property. I wouldn't vote on that in terms of getting my property taken away. However, the vision that Mr. Miller just presented to us is that if you're going to treat Jimtown residents the same as other residents in Sussex County and make it aesthetically pleasing with taking away the ditches and having sidewalks, maybe that would be more appealing, and maybe you get a different vote from Jimtown residents. However, that you have residents and you have some people who, I guess what was the term in terms of residents? What was the other term that was used?
Homeowners.
There's some people,
property owners.
There's some property owners that's not there during the winter time, and therefore that may create a liability if you have sidewalks there and it's not clean, because you should clean up your property. But I don't know if who installs the sidewalks would be responsible for cleaning up those sidewalks, since it's going to go from Robinsonville Road to Beaver Dam Road. Maybe the person who cleans up from the bridge to Robinsonville Road would continue to clean up the sidewalk on Jimtown Road. If that's the case, I think that could be a good deal for the Jimtown residents. I do believe that with the 600 homes that's planned for Coastal Place, there will be a lot of traffic in Jimtown. So I do believe that the people should be safe, and there should be something to protect them from the traffic there. Again, I don't want to take a lot of time this evening, but I want to just make sure that a point is clear. In terms of the ballot, I don't think that was a clear process. I do not, and that's why you have the discrepancy. In terms of the sidewalks, on what side, I know that Mr. Miller offered up the side of the road that he lives on for sidewalks, and if it's beautified like we see here, I happen to live on or have property on both sides of the road. If that's the case, that it's beautified like this, I have no problem with sidewalks.
That's my, here's the question I'd like to ask you.
Go ahead, okay, sir.
Do you wish to have streetlights? Do you wish to have streetlights?
Yes.
Okay, do you wish to have sidewalks?
I wish to have sidewalks if it does not take away any property.
Okay.
And if it's like what Mr. Miller proposed, that's maybe at the these new developments, I have no problem with that.
Okay. You're on the record. Thank you.
That's very clear.
That's what we're here to find out. The desires of the residents and property owners. It's not to say that you're a property owner. You certainly have an interest, and we understand that. I'm just trying to find out who is a resident and a property owner, who is just a property owner, and who is just a resident. That's all.
I realize with having a sidewalk in front of my property, and I may not be there that particular weekend,
mm-hmm.
that it creates a liability for me if it's not clear.
I understand. But based on the information you now are in possession of, you know.
Okay, Mr. Miller, going on record, said that he would clear my sidewalk for free.
We all heard it.
Okay, for free.
We all heard it.
I just want to make sure it's on record.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, who's next? Who else would like to speak? Yes, sir. Come on up.
Good evening, guys.
Hey.
I'm going to be real short.
Okay.
My name is Manuel Brittingham. I live at 32117 Jimtown Road. I guess I'm going to start by saying about 10 years ago, I talked with Rose, and I was opposed to all this stuff.
Uh-huh.
But since then, you know, with the accident with Mike Miller's daughter, and
mm-hmm.
now I got grandkids that come down and all the development, you know, I'm in favor. I want the streetlights, the sidewalks, the sewer. I'm like Mike. I want everything.
Okay.
All right.
That's all right, then. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Who's next?
We don't want any ditches if you do it,
right? I understand. Who else would like to speak? Yes, ma'am. Come on up.
Hello, I'm Gay Allen Moore, and I have property in Jimtown, actually a few properties.
Okay, so you're a property owner?
Yes.
Okay.
And one day, when I retire, if I decide
to, be a resident.
Exactly.
There you go. Okay.
So I want to address the letters that you were considering removing.
Okay.
I would like to keep those in, and for the reasons that Rose mentioned.
Okay.
And also, at one point in the ordinance, it stated that Reese's Lane would be transferred to the properties that abut Reese's Lane.
Okay.
And that hasn't been done. And that was supposed to have been done before the sidewalks and the lights and those types of things.
Okay,
so,
well, there's still time.
Well, it was actually supposed to have been done, the way I interpreted it, before they even started the project. So I'm thinking, is that still what's going on there?
I'll try to get an answer for you.
Okay. The water and sewer. I spoke with the folks, and I guess it's good, the acronym is DENERIC, I'm not certain,
yeah,
but
DENERIC,
I did speak with them.
Right.
And Rose is correct that once those sewer lines go down, if your sewer or your water system fails, you have to connect. So that is, in essence, taking away one's choice when you don't have a choice at that point. So it's not if it will happen. Of course, it's when it will happen.
Ultimately, every system.
Exactly.
Will some
so then that really, year. In essence, takes away your choice. You won't have a choice eventually. So I just wanted to put that on the record.
I would also suggest to you that some of the new technologies in septic may very well cost more than the cost of hooking up to a public system. I actually have had some of my own experience with that. So the existence of a public sewer is generally thought to be a good thing, although I understand fully what you're saying about the cost of hooking up. But if your system fails, you're going to have to do something.
Exactly, but then you won't have a choice of what you will do.
Well, that's true, but what I'm saying to you is that it may be a moot point because the cost of a new septic system may very well far exceed the cost of hooking up to the city system because of the way they're requiring these systems to be designed now. If you live anywhere near a body of water, you might spend $30,000 or $40,000 on a septic system.
Additionally, a property with a cesspool cannot convey any longer in the state
of
Delaware.
Right. If you
so
had,
a
right.
property cannot convey ownership that has a cesspool without having an upgraded septic system on it.
The law in the state of Delaware now is that any time a property transfers, they are going to come inspect the septic system. If it is not up to standard, you will not be able to transfer that property without bringing it up to standard. So I'm suggesting to you that a sewer pipe alternative might not be such a bad idea, but you would need to make that investigation yourself. I'm just suggesting to you that it's worth investigating.
Okay, and regarding street lights,
mm-hmm.
I lived in Jimtown for years. I still go back there.
Mm-hmm.
I like nature. I like to be able to see the stars, and it's just really peaceful and serene.
Okay.
You will lose that
okay.
if you have a lot of street lights.
Okay.
So I don't necessarily see the need for additional lighting.
Okay.
And regarding, and as I said, I like nature, but regarding the sidewalks, mm-hmm. if I would think that if persons were driving 25 miles per hour, if we have, signs that indicate the speed, and if those who drive through the street abide by those laws, I don't think we'll have any more incidents like the one that occurred because people should be driving at a reasonable speed, and it appears this person was not driving at a speed that a prudent person would have driven.
Okay.
So, but, and the other thing is the petition that we had years ago, those persons who signed that petition, some are still living, some have passed on. They came to the county council meetings. They were actively involved. So I feel like I'm speaking on behalf of them as well as some other persons who unfortunately weren't able to make it this evening. But there are many residents of Jimtown who weren't able to make it for various reasons. And they have mentioned that they don't want the sidewalks
okay.
or the street lights. And I can name them if you would like. But they did mention that, and we've been in close contact with them.
Okay.
So that's basically it.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, who's next? Anyone else like to speak?
Mr. Wheatley, if you would, probably be a good idea to make a reminder about the county council meeting.
I'm going to say that here in a second. Anyone else like to speak? Okay. I'm going to ask Mr. Krause to come up here. I have a question for him. The ordinance as it stands says that you'll supply streetlights and sidewalks. It doesn't say anything about the residents of Jimtown or the property owners of Jimtown having to give easements for that. So what's your alternative to putting in sidewalks without having to get easements from your Jimtown folks? Sounds like Mr. Miller might have a pretty good idea.
Well, I'd like to...
And that's why I'm giving you the opportunity. So
since
go ahead.
Mr. Miller, and there again, I spent a lovely afternoon with him and his father riding around. These are some good pictures because it really kind of... Here's a prime example of why this works here. You got residents here. You got everything graded down to the curb. And that's how come that works. I mean, we're looking at an existing roadway that is 2 to 3, even Mr. I'm there again. I mean, I could.
One
question.
Oh,
no. 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 Hang on. Let him okay. Let him have his say.
So I mean, there's a good point. I mean, you know, yeah, we would love for it to look like this, but unfortunately, when you have sidewalks, you need to be able to. There's a 3-to-1 back slope required by Delta. There's a 4-to-1 front slope. There's a 4-to-1 back slope required. Okay, so by the time you put in this ditch that we're talking about, and or piping it, you have to regrade back down. I want to go to your property because it's probably the. This is Mr. This is right. I mean, there's probably an 18-inch difference, and you can see it on. Between here and his front yard, and I think we talked about also some drainage in that area too that I saw. But my point is that you have to get the road and the properties, which the properties are here, the road's here. There's a ditch in between. Somehow, some way, even if you curb it, you're curbing it over, you're removing the ditch. You still have this property lower than here. Okay? There's a back slope that's required to tie into existing grade, okay, which is part of the drainage. And even if we put an inlet there, there's going to be an easement required.
So what you're saying is that there is physically no way that it can be done without an easement, without easements being required for something.
Yes, and I'll go on record and say that. I mean, there's just no way.
I'm glad, because that's what I'm asking.
Yes.
Okay? I mean, if that's so
now,
that's
whether
what you're
the
saying.
Sidewalks on the property or there's a drainage easement on the property, there's going to be some type of easement on the property. And even, I heard Mr. Miller said, you know, up there, you know, we got roads slanting one way. But those roads were designed on it. They're Super L,
I understand.
There's Federal Highway Administration requirements to everything drained to the center, which is that's where all your drainage is going, which is being discharged. So these are going to be, and also these subdivisions that we're talking about and referring to, which had the nice pretty roads, these are county roads. Okay? DelDOT will be required some type of vertical curbing because there needs to be a barrier for protection to pedestrians.
Okay, so somebody doesn't run the curb when you got sidewalks along the side of it. So there's a 6 inch, probably we might be able to give it away with 6 inches, but they'll definitely or 8 inches. But there's some more elevation to it. So, and I mean, the only thing, I mean, I could put a preliminary design together and show them exactly whatever they decide the sidewalk to be on, and show them what lots are being affected. I mean, but it's going to happen. I mean, there's no other way to explain it. I mean, it's an existing condition out there.
So even if you piped the ditch, in other words, took it from an open system to a closed system, and you put a curb, gutter, sidewalk outlets essentially on top of the ditch is what you're talking about doing, you don't have enough left to do for the back slope that will not require an easement?
Yes, you will need an easement. Right, you got it.
Well,
you're gonna have 2 foot. You have 2 foot of curbing.
Yeah, go ahead and go ahead. Take us through the math because I think that's important.
You have 2 foot of curbing. You're gonna have a minimum of 3 foot of grass strip.
Is that? Let's start though with the basic.
Very basic.
The pavement. When the Del Dot improvements, how wide's the pavement going to be?
How wide's the pavement going
to
be?
Then go to the curbing, then go from there.
Yeah, 11 foot lanes.
Okay.
You're gonna have 2 foot curbing, 3 foot grass strip, 5 foot of sidewalk. Okay.
That's 10. Right? 3, 2. I'm counting from the edge of the pavement.
Okay.
You've got 14 feet on either side of the pavement. You've got a 50 foot easement, right?
Yes.
So you've got 14 feet on either side.
You have 11. You have 2. 11, 2, 3, 5.
Wait a minute, Zach. You've got
I'm going from the center line of the road. I'm sorry.
All right. You're going. Okay, fine.
I'm making it.
Fine.
I'm
so
trying to make
25
it
feet.
25 feet.
Okay, so it's 11 and then 2.
13.
Okay, and then?
3, 15.
Okay, and?
5.
20.
Right.
That's 20. Hold on. And then you have a 2 foot requirement grass strip for safety. I mean, I don't make this up. This is Del Dot's.
I understand. I get. Okay. All right.
So,
it's
23. We're just trying to get there.
I know, but I just want to make sure we're clear.
What grass strip?
Well, Mike, Mr. Miller, please. I'll ask the questions.
23. Go ahead. 23, Zach. You're up to 23.
Okay. So you're at 23 feet. Then you have to get back from here to there.
From that point to the existing grade?
From that point to the existing grade is what, right?
That is correct.
Okay.
So that's a 4-to-1. It's a 4-to-1 back slope.
So for instance, if you had 12 inches to overcome,
it's 4 feet.
You need 4 feet to overcome 12 inches.
Correct.
And you only have how many left? Two.
Two.
Okay.
But then,
let me ask you something: is that grass strip actually a requirement between the curb and the sidewalk?
Well, from the that's a county street. I mean, that's not a Del Dot street.
Well, is it a requirement to do it on this road, would you have to have the...
There would have to be a separation distance, yes, just because you got to protect the pedestrians.
Between the curb and the sidewalk.
That is correct.
Okay. All right. And then you're saying there's another 2 feet on the other side, protecting them from God knows what.
That is correct.
Yeah, right. Nobody
because,
really knows.
Well, the whole purpose of that is that if a wheelchair is on this,
yeah,
that it doesn't... You know, you're not dropping off.
Understood. Yeah, it's
so
like freeboard. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And then, but we didn't even talk about the drainage coming from this side. I mean, we got drainage. We went down 4-to-1 to tie in. Here's a sidewalk with a 2 foot grass strip. We're going down 4-to-1, even if it's a minimum slope. we have these lots, like Mr. Miller's lot, which is lower than the road, needs to drain in. It has to drain somewhere.
I understand.
So.
So your concern
is we can put an inlet there.
Yeah, that's what you'd end up doing. You'd end up
put another catch basin here, but there again, that's in his property.
Yeah, I understand. I understand.
So there's an easement.
So I mean, there again, it can be engineered, but there has to be a little bit of
so there's cooperation on both sides. There's going to be land having to be sacrificed either way, is what you're saying.
Yes.
You really cannot. There is not a way to do this to conform with the DLDOT street design requirements within the right of way that this street has.
That is correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Can I have a question?
Wait a minute. We got a question here.
If you were doing a new project, no streets involved, you can design.
Excuse me?
If you're doing a new project, a new subdivision, like Lewis Crossing, for example, you would design it up front before you did anything.
Yes.
So the whole, all the drainage, all the stormwater, all the street, everything works into the...
The whole problem is that the road is above the level of the lots.
It's already existing, so you have to deal with what exists.
You have to deal with
it's
right.
difficult.
Existing
yeah, it's dealing with an existing condition, and right. you don't have any choice. It is what it is.
Everything's draining towards the
right. Road. Right, and that's the and that point's been is well taken, and that's what I wanted to hear you address is what the, you know if. Because it otherwise it seems like a very elegant solution, but you know it sounds like it's just.
I appreciate what Mr. Miller said.
Okay.
But what I'm telling, it can happen. It's just that there has to be some give and take on both sides.
Let's be specific about what give and take is. Give and take means easements would have to be granted to make it work, no matter which side of the road you were on. There's not a situation where there wouldn't be some easements required.
Yeah, where easements were not required, of course we wouldn't require them.
And it all really depends on the elevation of the property.
Yes, and there could be...
Because there could be lots that are at the same elevation of the road and you don't have an issue. The real issue is on the low-lying lots, is that correct?
Yes, and there again, by most of the lots... There is, I mean, you can go down there, and I think there was testimony that everyone agrees the road is higher than the lots.
Okay. All right, then. All right. You may
say that. Can I ask a follow-up question?
Yeah, you can ask a follow-up question.
I think what I'm understanding is that system, it's a closed system, if you're going to basically pipe the trenches and cover them, what we just talked about. What happens if that plan were to go forward and you don't get an easement from one or more people along that roadway? What's that do to the overall design of the plan?
We would
kind of getting back again, to Mr. Ross's
back to,
question.
That goes back to where we're at today. I mean, so then you're going to have segmented sections of sidewalk, which, you know, of course, no one likes, and I don't even think DLDOT would even approve that.
And segmented, because, I guess, stormwater management as well?
Well, I mean, because the curbing... I mean, you're still going to be up here with curbing.
Yeah.
You understand?
Right.
I mean, the curbing's still going to be here regardless.
Right, right.
And if you don't get that easement, then you're not going to be able to do this.
So it's, I think what you're saying, or are you saying this, is that you have to have easements from everybody? Is that...
Well, I mean, we didn't, it's not...
No, what will happen is that it depends on what the elevation of the lot is.
Right.
If the lot elevation is sufficient, you wouldn't need it. Because you have this, you have to do this 4-to-1 slope to get back down to the elevation of the lot. Well, if the lots, that this particular lot happens to be the same elevation as the sidewalk, you're gold, you're fine.
Yeah, I guess my question more is if you have one of the lots that isn't at the same elevation and you don't get that easement, what's that do to the overall plan?
I would suspect that what happens in that instance is as Zach is saying, DLDOT probably wouldn't approve this, but you would have sections where you could have a closed drainage system, but you wouldn't have any sidewalk because you wouldn't have room to do all the
things
you need
to do. That's true. I guess
there
would be piping, swale piping.
There would be piping,
piping swale,
and then
right.
there would just be, yeah, and then you would just have an area where you wouldn't have. So, and that's not likely to be something that they would go for. I get that, and that would be ugly. Okay, one other question for Zach.
Another question. What I'm hearing you say is that you have to, there has to be an easement from, in the math that we just did, from the sidewalk to the house, right? There would have to be some kind of a...
From the back of sidewalk to where...
To the sidewalk, to the property.
Right, to where the grade ties in and or an inlet needs to be installed on the other side of the sidewalk to drain that yard.
Right. Well, that's where I'm getting at, is that it'd be a whole lot easier for me to give you an easement for a drain than it would be for you to give me a whole inlet to take the whole part of my front yard.
I can tell you this, IG, and correct me if I'm wrong, but doing it this way, you're talking about easements that might be 2 or 3 feet.
The way we're talking about,
about doing it now, right, versus something that might be more like 10 feet.
Right.
You know?
And that's my point.
And you would have some that wouldn't have to give an easement.
Right. My point is it would be easier to sell a 2 feet easement than it would a 10 foot.
Well,
I don't want to speculate on the easements because there again, I mean, there's some, I mean, I can go through the photos again. There's some significant grade changes. And when you start, I mean, there again, these are not my design standards. They're DLDOT design standards, and that's what we have to go by. I mean, there's clear zone requirements where, you know, protects the public, ADA requirements, and all that stuff.
Right.
So I mean, we have to meet those requirements.
I want to say this for the benefit of the public. What we are experiencing here is the overlapping requirements of different levels of government, okay? We have the state of Delaware has a highway standard that has to be observed, okay? It is impacting this discussion about whether or not streetlights and sidewalks are desirable because the state design requirement is what is driving this need for an easement. It is not the county that's doing this. It's really being driven by what the state highway people will require the developer to do. So as you can see how this gets, you know, more complicated as it goes on. So I'm going to ask Zach to take a seat. I'm going to do something that we normally don't do. Okay? I want you to listen very carefully. Okay, Mr. Miller, Ms. Eccles, and Mr. Alley, right? No, one question. You can each ask one question from your seat, and it needs to be 50 words or less. And there better be a question in there. I don't want any statements. Okay?
And I would just.
We'll put it in the form. Go ahead. What?
They just have to come to the podium. So
you do have to come to the podium. All right, Mr. Miller, you go first. Give us your 50-word statement.
Then. Well, when I spoke to Zach, what I said was a couple things. There's got to be a variance somewhere with the state if we're in 50-foot right-of-way. If we're only putting a sidewalk on one side and we're still operating within the 50 feet, can the road be shifted a little to give us what we need? And then, if we're going to be taking the road out anyway, why can't the road be graded down to give us that amount of space that we need? It's all a matter of engineering it to make it work, not engineering it to say we need an easement. It can be done.
Okay. It can be done, but there is a concept.
Okay. Look, my last statement is the sidewalks that they're putting in right now that are running down the highway do not have this curb, do not have, and this is DLDOT, do not have another 2 feet on the other side. In fact, when you go down past the Japanese Steakhouse and coming up to Troop 7, There's a big drop-off.
Different standard.
What? This is a main highway.
That's right. It's a four-lane federal highway. Sorry.
DLDOT also will give different variances. No one's even gone to them to say, can we have ask them for, you know, can we make a little adjustment? And I know that they do make adjustments in certain circumstances, and that's all they need to do.
You're on the record. Okay, ma'am, do you have a question or a statement?
Yes.
Okay.
Rosalind Allen Eccles again, and as I stated before, we've known since August the 14th, 2007, because DLDOT actually came to our meetings, the representative from DLDOT, to talk about the highway, because then we were facing the parkway and having our road widen. And so we've known since then that it was impossible. We knew everything that the gentleman just said today since August the 14th, 2007. All those people who attended the meetings that we had already knew about the 5-foot shoulder, the 5-foot wide swath of grass, and the 5-foot wide sidewalk requirement by DLDOT, and that our road was 16 to 18 feet wide, and they needed 22 feet. And some of the houses are way too close to the road, and the light poles are next to homes almost. At one house.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry.
Mr. Allen, question?
Yeah.
Comment?
Yeah.
It appears to me that what Mr. Miller presented in terms of the improvement of the road for Jimtown, the factor is really, it's cost. And the cost is, if this can be done, but it's going to come at a cost. And I just want to go on record in terms of the reason why the Jimtown residence was initially approached, because that development Mariners formed at that particular time needed us. Now they don't need us because the septic system has come in and they're trying to abandon some of the things that they promised us. Bottom line is, if we can get the roads fixed, I know it's going to be a cost. We will want that. And I'm sure there's some people, in terms of why we didn't vote, you can see why we didn't vote, because the plan wasn't clear. It's a clear plan right now than we had at the church. Bottom line is, it comes down to, if we can get something like this, we want it. We want the improvements. Improve Jimtown like you improved other areas in the state. I know it's going to cost the developer some money. So that's where the issue is. Make it happen. As Mike Miller said earlier, make this happen.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else wish to speak? All right, then. I want to remind you that you get to do this all over again, because this is a planning and zoning hearing. We make a recommendation to your county council. County council will have another hearing, okay? It will be run very similarly to the way this is done. Probably not as well, but it'll be done. It will involve the same issues. And I would encourage you that you need to be there as well as here, okay? Because we make a recommendation, but they will make the final decision on what happens. So, our job is to make a recommendation, and then there'll be another public hearing, and then they will make a final decision. Before we close the public hearing, I want to thank everyone for being here. Thank you very much for your patience and your forbearance with each other. And I want you to know that everyone's testimony matters. Everyone's words will be taken into consideration, and we will make the best decision we can based on the information we have from this public hearing. And with that, we'll close the public hearing. We invite you to remain with us this evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.